Well, Sunday morning, Andrea Cordonnier will hop into her dark blue Dodge Caravan. On the roof of the van will be a box top crammed with camping gear, pillows, and sleeping bags. In the back seats will be her four children, ages 4.5 to 9. And when the family pulls out of their gravel driveway in Burritt's Rapids, they won't return for 9 weeks. Andrea and her four children are making a cross-country trek. They're driving to Vancouver Island and back again. Andrea Cordonnier has taken the time between errands to drop by our studio. Quite heroic, Andrea. Thanks for coming by.
So people say, but you know what? I might not have the sleeping bags in the box top. The four kids might be in the box top, just depending on how they're doing on any given day, and perhaps I'll do a rotation through.
Andrea, where did you get this idea to go across this country? Where?
If you did the calculation for six people or five people to fly to Vancouver, just not happening, plus a rental of a van. So I'm from Vancouver, and I haven't been out for 4 years, which is amazing amount of time. I was actually pregnant with Christiana, my youngest, when I went last time. So I knew it was time, and this was the only way I could figure out really financially that we could swing it. We pumped some money into the van to get it in shape, and off we go.
You must have a lot of faith in yourself and also in your kids.
You know, anybody I've told has been sort of shocked about the fact that I'm driving out with four kids, and I'm not sure what the part that shocks people is. The kids are pretty good. They're out of diaper stage. They're out of nap stage. We're really, really over the hump. So
it's also 9 weeks, though. That's a long time when you're going across this country. I've traveled with my family for, a week when we were kids.
Right.
That was a long time.
Uh-huh.
9 weeks is...
Yeah,
considerable.
We've done some smaller trips through the years. So and also living rurally, we spend a fair amount of time in the van, anyways. So I think they've gotten used to being in the van for fair periods of time. The hardest thing is going to be them going, don't touch me, get out of my face. And that's the stuff that we went through as kids. So we're just going to, I'm going to plan to just do a lot of stops along the way.
You're doing this alone. Why isn't your husband accompanying you?
Well, my husband has to make a living. That's certainly one of the reasons. It is also not really his cup of tea to do a long drive with four kids in the van. I spent a lot of time traveling before we were married, and I like being on the road. I like that idea of just packing everything in and going.
You actually traveled across Australia.
I did. Yeah. 9 months. Yeah, I bought a van and drove around, and I've done a fair amount of driving. So, he's going to stay and work. He's got a couple of weeks off. He's going to fly out in the middle for 2 weeks, and then he's going to fly back. And I don't know whether he's flying business class or not, but I'm not going to ask that question. But this way, I get to kind of stop, and we get to stop and just go with the rhythm of the kids, and, whatever we feel like doing on any given day, we can stop, as opposed to going, got to be at the motel, by a certain day or whatever. So,
how are your kids feeling about the trip?
My kids are really excited. I actually think they're starting to lose sleep because it's only three days until we leave. So very excited. I started off several months ago acclimatizing them to the idea that Bubba, Italian for dad, Bubba won't be with us for a certain period of time, and then, getting them accustomed to that idea. And pretty quickly really, they got into the swing of things and really excited about seeing their grandparents and meeting my friends' children and seeing their extended family, their cousins and that sort of thing. So
what route are you taking?
I have no idea.
I don't know. No GPS in your future?
My husband offered me a GPS, and I made this really awful face. You can't see the awful face in the radio that I make to my husband sometimes. And I thought, I'm going to get in the van and point it west, and I'm going to go as far as the water. And then when I'm there and I'm done, I'm going to turn it back around and come back. I mean, the great thing about Canada is pretty hard to get lost as long as you stay on the road.
Any stops that you're going to be making? Are you looking forward to any particular kind of destinations?
There's a couple in general. I'm going to be stopping to see my brother and his family in Ethelbert, Manitoba. Beautiful downtown Ethelbert, Manitoba, might I add. So that's going to be our first stop.
And a lot of people are wondering right now.
Sure.
Not that everyone should know where Ethelbert is,
but
where is it?
Right, Ethelbert, yes. It's about 3 hours north of Winnipeg, about 45 minutes outside of Dauphin.
Okay.
So it's a very, very small rural village. In fact, it's a little smaller than the place I live in. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be our first stop for a few days. Then we're going to head across the prairies, and I don't know whether we'll do Drumheller on the way out or on the way back. It just depends on timing. My huge extended family lives in Kamloops, so we're going to stop there, around there, for a few days. And then I'll be heading down to Vancouver to pick Andrew up on July 17th.
I would imagine you would have to make extensive well, preparations, shall I say, for such a long trip. What are you doing to get ready?
Well, all I know is that, you know, when the 22nd comes or Sunday comes, whatever's packed is going, and whatever, you know, isn't done, and away we go. You know, living in an old house, we had to pull everything out of the basement to get all our camping gear out and sort through that. Probably part of the biggest thing was making sure the kids had all the appropriate clothing that they fit at any given time. So, you know, does everybody have a pair of rain boots and blunnies and sandals and shorts that fit and et cetera? So I think a lot of the preparation had to do with that. You know, dry goods are already packed, and it was really wrapping up the rest of my life, all the stuff that's non-trip that took the most time.
What about food? Are you packing boxes of nuts and raisins and the like?
Well, I did clean the van out. We did. We probably had 4 kilos of, you know, old food stuck to everything and in between the seats. And I was counting on that should we go off the road somewhere for a week. We probably gain weight from all the food that was actually in the van. So I cleaned that out, and I did restock with some dry goods, some basic stuff. So we'll have, you know, pancake mix and things to do for breakfast and that sort of thing. I'm really looking forward to just taking advantage of all the fruits and vegetables along the way. Whatever happens to be in season, we'll do that modified 100-mile diet. And church dinners and pierogi houses and, you know what, whatever else the listeners suggest, because we're open to suggestions around food for sure.
Are the kids, do they love electronic devices? Will they be bringing those along, or are they banned for the trip?
You know, at home they have 3 computers for 4 children, and they do like, you know, playing computer stuff. But we have a no Game Boy rule. That was my, you know, I'll divorce you kind of thing if you bring one of those in the house. That was my personal line in the sand. So we don't have any of that kind of thing. The great thing is 2 things. My kids read a lot, so that's a treat. We can, you know, read as we go along, plus we can stop at libraries when it's lousy. But they also love board games. So I just went and bought another duffel today, so we'll have, what, I don't know, 1,540 duffels in that van for the games that we'll be bringing along. And I think that should do it. We're surrounded by stuff as we go along. I can't possibly imagine them being bored. Really.
What about gas? Because in recent weeks and months, we've seen gas prices skyrocket.
Yes.
It's expensive to travel across this country. Are you prepared for that expense?
Yeah. You know, they've been saying for a while it's going to hit $1.50 a liter. And it's not going to get any cheaper. You know what? The world is not going in that direction. Plus, we're underpaying compared to, say, Europe for what we consume. So it's basically we're just going to suck it up. And understand this is the best window of opportunity that we have right now with the age the kids are at, with the fact that I'm not contracting right now, that, you know, the stars are aligning. So we're not going to worry about that. Some things are worth going into debt for. This is worth going into debt for, you know, and other things aren't. So
you were saying that the stars are aligning. Did you feel as if you were almost running out of time, that this was the moment when you could do something like this?
Yeah, you know, every day, as everybody does, we look at our children and we see the changes, and it can be changes really that seem overnight. And my kids are growing. My eldest is 9, and, you know, he still very much wants to be with us and with the family and doing family-oriented things. But I know, I see with my friends' kids, that time does pass when they prefer to be with their friends and they prefer to be just doing stuff closer to home, and they don't want to be with you as much. So, you know, we all have a very limited opportunity to spend time with our kids in a meaningful way.
What are you hoping your kids will gain from this trip? It's not a lot of young people who get a chance to experience the vastness of this country. What are you hoping to convey to them?
Wow. I guess... I think traveling is really an art. It's something that you learn and that you acquire, and I think it is a very great gift to learn how to travel and then be able to travel by yourself for extended periods. So you know what? That's what I kind of hope that they gain. That's what my personal gift to them is to show them how to get around and learn to survive and live with less and live more minimally. And, you know, I see this as a bit of a prep. This is I would really like to be doing a year or two trip with my husband as well at some point, tied up for the next 2 years. But after that, you know, that's really potential. So this is kind of a trial.
And will you be roughing it along the way? Will you be staying in tents and the side of the road, or where will you
be? Yes, I have such a big tent. Cirque du Soleil called me this morning and actually asked for me to return their tent. It gets bigger all the time. You know, we don't have to pack as much stuff as we did a couple of years ago. Even 2 years makes a difference. You know, no diapers and that sort of thing. So, the plan is really to tent for most of the trip, stay with family a little bit, friends, or people that we meet. You know, hostels are also a great place to stay with kids because there's lots going on. So
what are your friends saying about this?
anybody that knows me is really cool with it. They just went, oh yeah, okay, whatever. Are you coming to see me? My folks, my friends on the West Coast. So, yeah, they were pretty cool about it. A lot of people, though, even you know, men as well as women, were kind of shocked. But anybody that knows me was not surprised. They were surprised when I got married. They were surprised when I had four kids. This doesn't really surprise them. So.
Enjoy your trip.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to speaking with you along the way.
Excellent.
You might be doing some radio, if
yes,
I understand correctly.
I think once a week I'll be calling in and
Wonderful.
Let you know about our adventures.
Safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea Cordonnier and her four children leave this Sunday for their cross-Canada trip. We'll be checking in with them along the way, but she would also like to hear from listeners with suggestions of places they shouldn't miss. Those hidden gems across the country. So check out our website at www.cbc.ca/allinaday and click on Andrea's Trek.